From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The House Ethics Committee trial of New York Congressman Charles Rangel is moving forward without him. NPR's Joel Snyder reports Rangel's colleagues denied his plea to delay the proceedings.
Rangel told the House Ethics Committee that he needed a delay so he could obtain a new lawyer. He said he spent nearly $2 million on a previous legal team that then withdrew from his case after he ran out of money. He made an impassioned plea to put off the trial on the 13 ethics charges against him. He said 50 years of public service is on the line.
I am not here representing myself. I've been a lawyer long enough to know that it is very, very unwise for any person, a lawyer or a judge, to be his own lawyer at a proceeding like this.
The ethics panel rejected Rangel's request and criticized his former lawyers for abandoning him. Joel Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A man who posted a cell phone recording of his refusal to undergo a full body scan and pat down at the San Diego airport over the weekend has become something of an internet sensation. Basically arguing with TSA officials that in any other context, the pat down would be considered sexual assault. While we're speaking at the National Airport in Washington today, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano defended the government security initiative.
They in no way resemble electronic strip searches. All they do is ping in a private area away from the gate. With an image that is neither retained nor transmitted.
According to his blog, software engineer John Tyner left the airport after being threatened with a lawsuit and a fine. The TSA maintains body scans and pat-downs are making flying safer. Retail sales rose in October for the fourth straight month. The increase of 1.2% was the largest in 7 months. So as Danielle Carson reports, even though the numbers are strong, analysts are less certain about the all-important holiday shopping season.
Shoppers flocked to auto showrooms, boosting car sales by 5%. Building material and garden equipment purchases, clothing and accessory sales all went up. Frank Badillo, an analyst at Kantar Retail, calls this a strong report. Still, he says most of the purchases were driven by promotional sales, and they don't add much to economic growth.
Yes, the numbers are strong. They do suggest that shoppers are holding up well, but at the same time, reason not to get too carried away with the numbers because there are still reasons to believe that sales will soften a bit as we head into the holiday.
One of those reasons, an unemployment rate that's hovering close to 10%. And analysts say that will keep many shoppers from shelling out wads of cash when the holiday shopping season kicks off on Black Friday. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Stronger than expected retail sales numbers failed to ignite Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up just 9 points to close at 11,201. The Nasdaq lost 4 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed down a point today. You're listening to NPR. A high-rise apartment building fire in China has now claimed the lives of at least 42 people, with concerns the death toll there is likely to rise. China's official news agency says the fire broke out at a 28-story apartment building in Shanghai that was under renovation. According to witnesses, building materials caught fire with the blaze spreading to scaffolding and then onto the building itself. Police in Ohio are looking for 3 people missing since last week. As Steve Brown from member station WOSU in Columbus reports, the search follows the disturbing discovery of a 4th missing person, a teenage girl bound and gagged in a nearby basement.
Police in rural Knox County, Ohio, still won't say what led them to the home of 30-year-old Matthew Hoffman, but that's where they say they found the 13-year-old girl held captive in his basement. Hoffman's been charged with kidnapping, and authorities have not released details about the teen's mother, brother, and a family friend who haven't been heard from in 5 days. Investigators did close down a nearby park overnight after finding items possibly related to the search. The local sheriff says his hopes were increased with the discovery of the young girl, but he's still troubled by what he calls an unusually large amount of blood found at the family home. For NPR News, I'm Steve Brown in Columbus, Ohio.
More potential launch delay problems for the space shuttle Discovery. NASA officials say they have found a 4th crack in the shuttle's fuel tank. The next launch window for the shuttle would open November 30th and close December 6th. There hasn't been a football game at Chicago's historic Wrigley Field in 40 years, but that changes this weekend as Northwestern hosts Big Ten rival Illinois. What is being billed as the inaugural All-State Wrigleyville Classic, the home of the Chicago Cubs, is temporarily covered with a layer of turf with goalposts in place. Chicago Bears moved out following the 1970 season. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.